Blog Talk Radio.
Again, Weekend Edition Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It is midnight, November the 4th. Hey, remember to fall back in a couple hours. It's midnight where I am in the Deep South USA. Big shout out to all my worldwide listeners, friends right here in Jacktown, my friends and loved ones and fam in Big D, friends in Florida, of course, my friends, real-life friends, on and offline friends on the East Coast and Northeast, in New York and New Jersey. Oh, my God, still sending hugs and prayers to you all. Oh, one of my friends in Dallas is talking about coming up there helping you all, literally, because she helped out during Katrina for a couple of weeks. So earlier today on Facebook, she was talking about coming up there helping you all out. So it's amazing how people are so giving and so loving during this time. Again, you know, just keep us updated and let us know what's going on. You know, those of us that, that aren't there but do care and have loved ones and friends and family there. And you know, we understand most definitely, but that was a history-making storm. So it's still to the point, wow, wow, unbelievable. I'm still, I pretty much go into tears every time I see it and to actually be there. Oh, my God. So, I mean, I praise you all for your strength. I mean, my God, most definitely. But here we are, Weekend Edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Oh, my goodness, the big day is soon, November the 6th, Election Day. You know, best wishes to both parties and also the third parties, the independent parties, and all political campaigns that are going on right now, because we have local campaigns going on, like many of you do too. And so sending best wishes out to all candidates and supporters and volunteers that are doing their thing, grinding this last midnight hour, right? So, of course, you all know I'm a big fan and supporter of the Obamas, but I'm on Team Romney. And so just sending a big, you know, shout-out to just everyone. I'll talk on more and more, but guess what? True God is coming back next weekend. He will be our guest on Weekend Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. True God, straight out of Baltimore, Maryland. He was recently, he and his queen recently had a daughter back in July, and also his newest album, DOA, also was released back in July. And if you all missed my convo with him twice in June and in July, check it out at my profile on blogtalkradio.com. But he will be our guest, part three, as he calls it, next weekend. So don't miss it, because True God is so full of so much knowledge. And be sure to follow him on Twitter at True God Immortal, T-R-U-E, God, G-O-D-I-M-M-O-R-T-A-L. Also check out his blog site, truegodimmortal.blogspot.com. Also, his YouTube channel is awesome. You can check him out at youtube.com/truegodtv. And, of course, he and his buddies, his friends, right here on blogtalkradio.com host Wrestling Heads on Wednesdays. So those of you who love wrestling, you know, I grew up loving me some wrestling and like to know not only about what's going on in the ring but behind the scenes, be sure to check out their show on Wednesdays. And I know he's supposed to start hosting his own show in the near future, but he hasn't started yet. And also, you can check out his music on iTunes and Amazon, okay? Soul Revival plus DOA. But I'm super excited to see the return of True God, because, like I said, he is just awesome. And, if you missed the other two interviews, check them out and be sure to, you know, call in and chat with us in the chat room next weekend for the Weekend Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And here he is right here, True God featuring Stephen Joseph. Everything changes. Well, it's taking a minute, huh? I know. That gets me when there's a delay in the music. The song's queued up. Well, it doesn't want to get started. Okay. I'll get it started in a minute. Why? and playing in the next room is Prince. Oh my God, I need to put some Do Me Baby on my playlist. Do Me Baby, right here at WKXI.com is rocking Do Me Baby. That's the jam, for real. Okay. For some reason, my song is being slow about starting, but I should have things straight in a moment. If it means I can use my backup, my MyTouch, to operate. Okay. I'm going to have to pull my switchboard up on MyTouch, my T-Mobile MyTouch. Thank God for backup. Because something is happening. Oh, for some reason, my music does not want to play. It's good not to have background sound, but I hope you all don't mind hearing Do Me Baby. Thank you.
Thank you. This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Yay! Break the science, technical difficulties. That was a PSA from the March of Dimes. Before that, of course, you're from I'll Be Sure and the patriotic song by Andre Simone, America. Here's True God featuring Stephen Joseph. Everything changes, and True God will be back with us on next weekend. I am so excited.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronic, chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's often a smoke screen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all the torture and forces the rest of you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. Of my environment, workers seeking retirement, no social security, open up the conspiracy, hold up now, are you hearing me, running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters, just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist, I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given, punching my fist, the paternal orders and lists, if you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit, but I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral, pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it, then align with the stars and the numerals, who are you, would you stand, with refugees in Sudan, or walk the streets of Japan, with not and pencils in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fists up. Truth.
You're fed up with these games. All the talk of change.
Just
dreaming
for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Right here, he returns. Love it. Don't you? Never Tear Us Apart. NXS. Oh my God, I love that group. That's from one of my SoundCloud.com friends. Remix. Like, just, I love that song. I love that group since the 80s. Oh my God, I dedicate that Never Tear Us Apart to all supporters, listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. That's, I hope and pray that we're never torn apart. Most definitely. Here are my friends with Four in the Foundry, straight out of Dallas, Texas.
Thank you.
love it. They are climbing the charts, the ReverbNation.com charts in Dallas, Texas. Hold Me Down with Four and the Boundary. What's up to Scott and Lori and Crazy Jay, my attorney, crazy friend Jay Lucas. Jay is hilarious. I'm telling you, he needs to be in the improv. I know he's a high-powered attorney, do-it-yourselfer, but he is hilarious. Those of you who know him know. He is so funny, looking like Tom Hanks. I was saddened to hear. I just found this out today. The month of October had been such a busy, busy month, and I had not been networking the way I should have. I have two Facebook pages and fan pages, and I had heard about this crime, but I did not know that it was a person whom I networked with. I did not know until today that LaBear Dallas dancer Ruben Angelo was murdered. I was devastated when I found out today. And since his birthday would have celebrated his birthday this past November, and I know many of you in Dallas are celebrating and recognizing his memorial and his birthday also tonight in Big D. And so I send my love and kisses and condolences out to LaBear Dallas, to everyone at LaBear Dallas, Boa, longtime online friends with Drew. I don't know if Drew still dances, actively dances there or not, but longtime online friends with Drew. And have talked to management in the past, because you all know that it's past August. I would have loved to have been there for my birthday. But as soon as I get to Big D, you all know I will be stopping by LaBear's and hopefully be celebrating my divorce party there also. but I'm just so sad to hear that news. And my goodness, I had heard of that crime, but I did not know, had any idea that it was Ruben, that it was Angelo from LaBear's, and amazing friends and fame, amazing. So again, I send my condolences out really wholeheartedly. This crime is just terrible out here. Terrible, senseless crime is just robbing lives of good people. And it's just so sad. Not to mention things that we deal with every day in natural disasters, but this crime. I know you all are always praying, and I know I'm constantly praying protection, God's protection, because this is just pathetic. But here's Prince. Dance Electric Jam.
Please
don't
come
to the concert.
there. I see where there was a shooting at the Georgia Fair last evening, so be careful. A shooting erupted, this is courtesy of ABC News, a shooting erupted at a crowded fair in Savannah, and at least six people were taken to a hospital. Police said they detained several people for questioning. None of the wounded appear to have life-threatening injuries, said Julian Miller, spokesman for Savannah Chatham County Police. Few other details were immediately available. A large crowd had gathered at the Coastal Empire Fair, located on Savannah's suburban south side, when witnesses heard gunshots about an hour before the fair's 11:30 p.m. closing. That was not long ago. They had a huge crowd here, Miller said. At about 10:30 p.m., officers working the fair heard gunshots and found an underdetermined number of victims. While police weren't immediately saying how many people were injured, Memorial Health University Medical Center spokeswoman Dawn Henderson said the hospital received six patients from the fairgrounds. She declined to release the identities or details of their conditions. Sarah Smith, a deputy coroner for Georgia's Chatham County, where the fairgrounds is located, said no fatalities were reported to the coroner's office from the scene. Miller said police had detained several people for questioning about the shootings, but they were not being identified as a suspect. Police worked to clear the fairgrounds of bystanders while investigators got down to work at the crime scene. Here's Kanye West featuring Jay-Z. Click.
Swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis, but I just wanna design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bob, Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Azalea. With soup, deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long, I had to look at my life.
Wreckage for her photo shoot. And this is written by Sheila Mankar. While much of the East Coast is struggling to deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, one woman decided to use the wreckage to further her modeling career. The internet found the stunt stupid, if not sickening. Brazilian model Nana Gouveia and her husband went out into the streets of New York, where he snapped photos of her posing on smashed cars and down trees. Clad in a black top and gray leggings, she tried to look seductive next to overturned garbage cans and broken branches. Gouveia's photos quickly went viral after she posted them on Facebook, with people photoshopping her into other tragic scenes like the 2011 earthquake in Japan and the Hindenburg disaster. A Facebook page called Nana Gouveia in Disasters has more than 5,000 likes. Gawker joked, the turmoil following a devastating natural disaster is a great opportunity to get out there and try poses, angles, and wardrobe choices you normally wouldn't. This is a time for introspection and reexamining your personal style. Also a great time to stomp all over cars and things. Get out there and do you. It's true, Gouveia got a ton of attention for disaster porn. Look for her posing alongside down power lines. If that nor'easter actually hits New York next week. Yeah, let's talk of a bad storm next week hitting the Northeast. But wow. Here's another one of my favorite groups. What's up, Dylan? And everyone with Seymour High Fashion, your brother Johnny Panic in Pensacola.
Look out for that daily twerk. Leg out.
Bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. Booty bounce, booty bounce.
By calling 714-409-0614. And if you would like to make a comment, say what's up in your city or town, just press 1 and you can do that. 714-409-0614. What's up to Slow O? Checkmate Music, rep in San Francisco. Fimo. And check out Slow O's Facebook page because he has apparel representing Fimo, of course. Here he is.
Fresh shit in a motherfucker. Like no other one. I hurt you. Yeah, I got a girl, but shit, I think I need you.
To the mouth. For him, it was a second rescue. He was a shelter dog and now Bird Stop will take care of him pro bono until he can go home to live with his owner's family. It's just a testament to Max's spirit that he pulled through his this tragedy, said veterinarian Brett Levitsky, who is treating the dog. It is also a testament to his owner that she went to a local shelter and saved putting him to sleep. He said, that's why the whole story is really heartbreaking, but hopefully it will have a happy ending for Max. He, like hundreds of pets up and down the East Coast, were separated from their owners or killed as hurricane-force winds and flooding took down everything in their path. New York City VERT, which since 9/11 has worked with the city's Office of Emergency Management, developed a disaster planning for pets, estimated about 100 animal pets have been rescued and taken to shelters in New York City during Superstorm Sandy, and that's not counting those that ended up in hospitals or were stranded, said Levitsky, 41. The hospital's generators has been operational 24/7 since the storm. One dog had saltwater toxicity from being stuck in flood waters, causing his brain to swell. Others have suffered from stress that causes vomiting. It runs the gamut, he said, of the injuries. The hospital also takes in abandoned pets. Max was found alive Tuesday when a neighbor went outside in the Demis Park section of Brooklyn to take pictures of the fallen tree. He was mentally very dull because of head trauma, said Levitsky. The dog will likely need jaw surgery for his head injuries after his head injuries subside. He described Max as a large Brooklyn garden variety mutt with a sweet face and sweet disposition. Max had been adopted by Stretch Kest, a special education teacher at the Bushwick High School for Social Justice from the ASPCA. She was an activist who championed the homeless and even the carriage horses in Central Park. Jesse was a wonderful, amazing human being, and they were a perfect match. So I am happy he is surviving. Barbara Gross, a friend of the family, said of Max, they were inseparable. Her parents, John Kest and Fran Strick, both community organizers, were devastated by their daughter's death and plan to keep the dog, according to Gross, 54. Stretch Guest got Max from ASPCA when she moved into her first apartment about 2 years ago, according to Gross. He was a real comfort and anchor for her, she said. Everyone said the dog thought he was human. At Verge South, Max has been definitely critical for the past few days. Over the past 24 hours, he has taken quite a turn for the better in terms of his neurological status, says Levitsky. Today, Max is out of his cage and eating. He's a ton better, he said. The fact is, Max is a real trooper. And then it goes on to talk about New York looked after its pets during Sandy. So New York City. Levitsky said that the city had done a good job of looking after pets, informing them how to make preparations for evacuations, and even providing accommodations for family pets, activation shelters. For all of those reasons, the numbers aren't going to be as staggering as Katrina. He said where an estimated 600 animals were lost or perished. Further weather emergency preparedness, Levitsky advises families to pack go bags for animals with food, blankets, carriers, and leashes, and most importantly, ID for your pet and even a photo taken with you in case you are separated. Everyone is dealing with after effects of Sandy, said Levitsky. Max is welcome to stay with us as long as he needs. And while they get their feet on the ground, we will take care of his injuries. His family has lost everything, he said. The pets are family, and now they have one less thing to worry about. And then there's a number provided. You can call the city's pet hotline for questions, and they have reunite pets and their owners. The number is 347-573-1561 again in the New York City area in regards to reuniting pets and their owners. And any other questions, you can call the city's pet hotline at 347-573-1561. Oh, that is something. And he was a shelter dog. Oh, that is, wow. That is just a touching story and experience. And I'm so glad that he turned around for the better, and now her parents will be, he will be staying with her parents now. That is something. Here's Larry Graham and Prince.
told you that I love you with all of my heart.
I
could have told you,
could have told you from the very start. Now you've gone away. I just hope it's not too far. Hope it's not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you, now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. As you've gone away, I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I was just acting way too hard.
I could have had you there,
barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard, but you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you've come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Should I, would have done better. I known you were gonna leave. I'd never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter. Should have, could have, would have, if I knew.
Would have done better.
Did have, would have done better.
That would make a man named brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to. Love this Lord. What I did the most is that you keep it in your head until I want it. Never ever you need someone to take a shower with. Call me up, please.
smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. And at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan for the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. Particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair, and the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Just had a comedian in the chat room. Funny, funny. Oh, my God. Okay. Shout out to Terry G in Paris, France. Here he is. I want your love.
I want you back. I want you back. I survive. I realize nobody can take your place. You give me all when all is gone. Give me strength when I lose my faith. Open my eyes when I was blind. My heart broken when you don't listen.
Tell Wale call that bitch me and him fuck last night in the motherfucking Roosevelt. Tell that bitch to call Ross. Tell him let me hold this real quick. Let go. Yeah. I'm selling out arenas. Got a bad bitch in the ass fat. She play with balls like Venus. That ass fat like Serena's. That pussy girl like Trina's.
Huh?
I'm balling out in Nina's. Got my Birkin bag with my hair back, and I'm feeling like a trillion. That bitch back, and I'm dealing. Got my top back with no ceilings. My shades on, sitting on blades, and I'm stumbling through these millions. Rain for me, let's get it. This shit it wait for you, did it. Must be all gone on them Molly. I beg your pot and no dolly. I'm all about making dollars. My beats are caught by robbers. Fry you popping collar piece, popping bottles. No time for popping that garbage. Got one bitch in the front, and yo bitch in my lap. And she going in face first. She all up in my snack. I keep the heat, no fat, so don't fuck around and get wet. I'm big, baller, no shack. Cause the bad bitch is back.
I'm back. That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina.
Feel it, baby. Feel it, baby. Just take them off.
New York shopping on Madison. Snap diamonds bright like challenges. Who the fuck you think you challenges? I'm four seasons, you Radisson. I'm paper tagging your cabinet. I'm about to bitch Birkin bagging it. Ha, I tell the truth. I'm bad as fuck and I'm hella cute. You never seen a chick like Trina.
up the spot. Yeah, red and money, nigga, bring the skies out. Say my name, you gon' bring the skies out. Street up my clothes with me. Shining like beans.
I shine like beans. Beans, beans, beans.
Breaking niggas, I ain't with that cake, nigga. How much check you making, nigga? Is you a Miami Heat or Thunder, nigga? Tell the bitch to stop hating, nigga. It's a bag of bitch, what's taking, nigga? Yeah, I'm from the bottom, bitch. Tough cover girl, model shit. I love my girl, we are the shit. I take what you make that dollar with. Yeah, hating hoes, we can call it quick. My bag is back and I'm calling shit. Here we go again, Cali shit. All we do is win. 30 men wanna be my friend. Nigga wanna cop me a bitch. I'm good, I got a few of those. Gonna cop the rolls, I'm good with those. Tree nuggets, close to me. Shine in like beans.
I shine like beans.
Beans,
beans, beans, beans, beans, beans, beans, beans.
Messing with these hoes. If you look out for one, you got to look out for all.
Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing,
bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, I'm racked up, and plus my hoes got the cash up. I don't fuck with hoes with no benefits. You better hit them stores and start stripping, bitch. Trina got shown on the red bottles. Bitch, eat my baby mama, I'm going harder. And my bitch on Molly, smoking ganja. We ride around bumping the oldest order. I taught her how to shoot and load a chopper. I'm about to teach her how to mix the coke with water. And if she can't, I'ma get a hoe that's smarter. Big and Bird, you see the piece. Them BBS is shining like beans.
Looking like you see my plan, girl.
Baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
What's up to my friends, Lady Lawless, the boss ladies up in New York, Long Island.
La música de Harry Fry.
Show me your credentials, I could be your mama. How you backstage at my concert? Shoe game bonkers, wristband ostrich, black bandana. You wanna live lawless, be with lawless. Fucking best, yes, must confess. Yes. I trust you, baby, get over it.
Orleans, she and the boss ladies. What's up, what's up? Oh, man, Andy, who knows about keeping it real? It's King Trill. Love networking with King Trill. Thank you, King Trill, you and your people for keeping in touch with me and networking with me. It's King Trill. Keep it real.
Yeah, Texas, King Trill. Yeah, I'ma have them haters hot after this one. Mississippi, and we gonna bring it back to the streets this time. EMG, I'ma keep it real. I still represent for these streets. Don't nobody rep this city like me. Man, I'ma keep it real. I hustle 7 days of the week. Won't stop, my whole family gotta eat. I'ma keep it real. Real G, don't fold under pressure. We hustle for the most and not the lesser. Man, I'ma keep it real. I still represent for these streets. Don't nobody hold it down like me. I'ma keep it real. Ain't shit tamed, I still represent these streets. Still a murder, whack rap on the beat. Still a G, I'm still yelling at motherfuck the police. I watch E born and raised, so you still don't want peace. Money, power, respect, to the words that I live by. You violate, there be the same words that you get killed by a hustler. Stay grimy, don't get it twisted. I'm still fly, still like my bitches with a fat ass and dick size. This just the club scene down when we hit the city. Son of them haters, I'm bad bitches, they ride with me. This for my gangsters and my thugs, my independent dads popping bottles in the club. Yeah, they show me love. King Trill, nobody do it like I do. Been running these streets for years, I ain't brand new. Them boys hate the fact I made it. Can't wait to see me fall, guess what, they still waiting. But I'ma keep it real. I still represent for these streets. Don't nobody rep this city like me. Man, I'ma keep it real. I hustle 7 days of the week. Won't stop, my whole family gotta eat. I'ma keep it real. Real G, don't fold under pressure. We hustle for the most and not the less. Man, I'ma keep it real. I still represent for these streets. Don't nobody hold it down like.
Keeping it real, King Trill, keeping it real. on a positive tip, you know, repping the streets, but on a positive tip. You know, after committing crime, that ain't keeping the trill real or nothing. But King Trill is talking about keeping it real, keeping it trill. And a lot of my certified bosses and boss ladies, we dig in, understand, loving it. Keep it trill. Shout out to my homie, Clifton Clemzy. Rain Man, many of you know him as. Counting down his birthday. He's been talking about it all on Facebook. I'm showing much love to my true friend, my true homie for more than 30 years. He showed me much love during my birthday back in August. And counting down his birthday, and he might be having a party, so we'll keep you all updated. Because he's like, work with me on a bet, be true bet. You know, so Rain Man, so shout out to he has new music and new protégés also. So shout out to his protégé Maul also, who showed me much love also on my birthday back on August 11th. You know, you dig? It's Dread Days. Kitty!
I feel your kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. Man them in the club, them want love. Man them in the club, na love love. Man them in the club, the men love. Step in a little time, step in a little grind. Say all we want are your body, girl, and not your mind. Well, up to see your body parts, twist and turning. Bend over, start yearning. Me and the teacher, say much learning. You are the body, girl, say much earning. Me say me pimping, you know me do it right. Me a the girl from the block, say every night. Me a the girl from the block, say till the light. I'm running, say you and the learning. The girl look like she been through a storm in. Somebody down. Somebody mother, bah, somebody sister, maybe be ready. Man, give it a hold up, you put your soul up. Say in the place where say there's no love. You better hold up, you put your soul up. Say my friend, bah, say no love. I feel your kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty kitty girl, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty kitty girl, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty kitty girl. Them won't be kitty, I feel your kitty kitty gal. Them won't be kitty, I feel your kitty kitty gal. No make them kitty, me know what life bro. Me beg your hold on, me know the residue in the next man. Me know the kids need food in the next dance. That's why you're jumping on the bench when them blow their hands. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in the night in. That's why you shake your body, step in the writing. The dollar bill, the gal is she well follow. The dollar bill, the gal is she well hollow. But the dollar bill, girl, can't buy tomorrow. Me know the road's taking long and well narrow. Me know life's taking hard and full of sorrow. You have to hit the target, say like an arrow. And fly for me, daughter, like a sparrow. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, no make them kitty. We bring the good news, brand new shoes, I tell blues, tell me I feel it cool. That's how we do it in the city of the last one. International, you call me boss one. The round the world, we igniting. Round the world, still be riding. We hit the mark, we know how we play the part. In all the dark, but the light, I feel me part. That's how me walk, that's how me cut, man. The inner Babylon, the inner Kingston, the inner LA. Holy, I don't play. You mess around, me and me peace down there. You mess around, you hit the ground, boom, me. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, no make them kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, them won't be kitty. I feel your kitty, kitty, girl, no make them kitty.
He was resent the fact that people make a special deal out of you perhaps becoming a white champion in a black dominated sport?
Yo, I'll fuck up anybody. It really don't matter, white or black. I'll fuck you up. You don't fake kids like us. They don't know how to face the way. I'm blown face away. Cut the head off of a snake and save the rattle. For all the people that told me I'll never amount to nothing. It's all good, baby, baby. I carry the cross. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's like the death of me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me.
Here,
I am,
feel me. You can hate me now, but I won't stop now.
Can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
Now.
Flair here.
Finding out that in fact we came back. We were always coming back.
It was written. Yes, it was black.
Facebook friend of mine, and he is an amazing artist, illustrator, graphic designer. And just recently, early this year, when I found out how an amazing artist producer, I knew he produced music, but I did not, I was always in awe of his artwork, that I did not realize how talented he was and is regarding music production and his rap skills. Amazing. Check him out on, at SoundCloud.com, ELIM at SoundCloud, and of course Jay Williams on Facebook, and check out his artwork and his clothing. He is an amazing, amazing guy representing Evansville, Indiana. And I talked with him a couple times here on the show back in early summer. So I'll invite him back so you all can dig exactly where he's at, because he talks some good knowledge. Oh man, love his life story. Very inspirational.
Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Wrapped in Punky Brewster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld, high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for faux play, photocal blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex, money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on.
Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags.
Gangnam Style. I'm sorry.
Don't you think? That should be good. Can't wait
Can't wait to see that. Wish it was being released next summer instead of 2014.
This is Janice Nolan, an Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhausts on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Whew, this PSA is something. Wow. I'm checking out an article. Romney rises in favorability. Obama's pushback is intensity. I'm trying to, you know, election day is coming up Tuesday, so I was trying to keep the broadcast kind of like just focused on entertainment lifestyle and not talking too much about politics, but can't help it. We've got so much going on. Can't help it. After lagging for months at historic lows, Mitt Romney's personal popularity has advanced in the final weekend to its highest of the 2012 campaign, rivaling Barack Obama's, but Obama pushes back with greater enthusiasm among his supporters, and the race itself remains a tie. 54% of likely voters in the latest ABC News Washington Post tracking poll expressed a favorable opinion of Obama overall, the most basic measure of a public figure's popularity, yet 53% now see Romney favorably, a majority remarkably for the first time. It's a dramatic gain for Romney, who emerged from the Republican primaries as the least popular major party candidate in polling back to 1984 and remained there up to the debate. Just 40% saw him favorably as recently as late August, and it was essentially no better, 44% after the party convention. The presidential debates clearly helped him. 62% of likely voters describe Romney's performance in the debates as a factor in their vote, and those who do so are a broad 23 points more likely to see him favorably overall, 61% versus 38%. Substantially fewer cite Obama's handling of the response to Hurricane Sandy as a factor in their vote, 49%. While the gap in overall favorability has closed to naught, and the debates boosted Romney's personal popularity, Obama holds advantages in strength of support. 38% of likely voters see him strongly favorably 8 percentage points more than say the same about Romney. Strong approval of the president's job performance at 34% ties its highest since 2009 and is nearly double its low in August 2011. And the share of Obama's backers, who say they're very enthusiastic about him, has reached its highest of the campaign, moving ahead of Romney's by a significant margin, 6 points, for the first time in 2 weeks. Notably, with 69% of his supporters very enthusiastic, the president has regained the strength of support levels he achieved in 08 election after running behind that pace earlier this fall. Romney's come even farther, more than doubling strong enthusiasm among his supporters since the spring to 63% now, also numerically a new high. The race. These elements play out in a race that couldn't be closer. Obama and Romney received 48% support apiece among likely voters in the survey produced for ABC by Langer Research Associates. By service standards, their long-running deadlock has constituted the closest race in pre-election polling in decades. As if it's needed, independents, potentially swing voters in national elections, provide a further exclamation point. They now also divide precisely evenly, 46-46%. That matches Obama's best to date among independents. And it's a new low in this group for Romney, who reached 58% support among independents just a week and a half ago. One reason the bottom line has not been affected is that as he slipped among independents, Romney's bulked up Republicans with a new high of 97% supporting his own party. If that holds Tuesday, it'll surpass the in-party record in exit polls dating to 76-93% for George W. Bush in 2004. Obama has 91% from Democrats, not shabby, but the fact that he's losing 8% of Democrats to Romney while winning only 3% of Republicans is a challenge. John Kerry suffered a similar disproportion in 2004. The difference is that in this poll, Democrats slightly outnumber Republicans among likely voters by 4%. By 4 points, while turnout between the parties was dead even in 2004. The vote, while the focus is on election day for many that's passed, 25% of likely voters say they've already voted and an additional 16% intend to do so in advance. Obama is plus 7 points among those who voted or plan to vote early, trailing the wide 18-point advantage among early voters he held in ABC Post 2008 pre-election polling. Romney, for his part, is plus 4 points among those who plan to vote on election day. While this year's differences are significant given the sample sizes, these kinds of numbers, if they hold, could be a key element in the outcome of the race. Then again, if the contest is close overall, the result could turn on truly any factor. For example, how many women vote now plus 6 Obama versus men plus 7 Romney? How many whites vote? Plus 20 Romney versus non-whites, plus 59 Obama. How many young adults vote, plus 25 Obama versus seniors, plus 12 Romney. How many voters with postgraduate degrees vote, plus 20 Obama versus the lowest proportion with undergraduate degrees only, plus 5 Romney. And whether evangelical white protesters, excuse me, I need to drink some water. Plus 70 Romney participate in their customary numbers. You all know I can pronounce those words. In a close contest, in fact, every group matters, which explains the campaigns by hyperactive voter contact efforts. Nationally, 43% of likely voters say they've been contacted by either or both campaigns in the 8 states now classified as battlegrounds by the ABC News political unit that soars to 65%. Contact rates have been nearly equal by both camps as a measure on which Obama outpaced John McCain 4 years ago. Based on economy, the issue of the race is the economy. Obama's vulnerability on it has been Romney's key to the White House, yet Romney's been unable to grasp it firmly. Today, likely voters divide by a close 49-46%. Romney, Obama, and trust to handle the economy. A significant lead on this issue is what Romney's needed to break away. Obama has brought us back to a slight six-point advantage on economic empathy, another element of his pushback against Romney, yet again, not nearly as wide as the president's advantage on empathy earlier in the campaign. With no strong breakout by either candidate on the economy or on economic empathy, a range of other concerns, predispositions, and candidate attributes come to the fore. Obama generally led on those before the debate. Since then, the divisions have tightened. Favorability is a prime example, a measure on which the candidates, as with the horse race itself, are tied. Mythology, the ABC News Washington Post poll, was conducted by telephone October 30th through November 22nd among a random national sample of 18,009 likely voters, including landline and cell phone-only respondents. The survey conducted after Hurricane Sandy hit the East Coast includes the interviews of 283 likely voters in the Northeast. Results in that group are in accord with their pre-storm levels. Results have a margin of sampling error of 3 points, including design effect. Question 11 was asked October 31st through 2nd among 1485 likely voters. Those results also have a 3-point error margin. Question 29 was asked November 1st through 2nd among 11,164 likely voters. Those results have a 3.5-point error margin. The survey was produced for ABC News by Langer Research Associates of New York, New York, with sampling data collection and tabulation by ABT SIBI of New York, New York. Partisan divisions, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, are 33%, 29%, 34% among likely voters. They were 39%, 32%, 29% in 2008 exit poll. The ABC News Political Union now designates battleground states as Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, Ohio, Virginia, Wisconsin. Again, the ABC News Political Union now designates battleground states as Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, Ohio, Virginia, and Wisconsin. I know I'm getting kind of, my eyes are getting kind of heavy too, but I'm still having a blast of a good time with you all. So that is amazing in itself right there. I believe that because the first day that I volunteered at the Mississippi Republican Party booth at the fair on October the 4th, the day after the first debate, a lot of people who visited the booth said that they might have been undecided, but they decided they probably would. Some people stuck with Obama, but the undecided voters told me and my co-volunteers that they had decided to vote for Mitt Romney. That's what we had got from most undecided visitors at the booth that we was volunteering at the Mississippi Republican booth back in early October and so on. So those debates are real important, and those push cards with information on them, real important for you whenever you come across one of those, if it's for the president or one of your local politicians. It's important to look at that and see the platforms and really read and listen to debates and listen to the commercials, so on, because they really are informative. I mean, they're presented to us for a reason, you know, really.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature births. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
And here's another article from ABC News. Things to know before donating to a disaster charity, written by Susanna Kim. And it reads, the Department of Justice warned of the potential for disaster fraud in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy, which ravaged millions of homes and businesses along the Atlantic coast. And as of Friday morning, had left more than 3.6 million people in 11 states without power. Suspected fraudulent activity relating to storm relief efforts should be reported to the National Center for Disaster Fraud toll-free hotline. The National Center for Disaster Fraud toll-free hotline number is 1-866-720-5721. Again, the National Center for Disaster Fraud toll-free hotline is 866-720-5721, which is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Fraud Center was established by the Justice Department in the fall of 2005 following Hurricane Katrina. Its task force has prosecuted 1,439 individuals throughout the country related to Hurricanes Katrina, Rita, and Wilma, according to the center. Those prosecutions included charity scams, government and private sector benefit fraud, identity theft, contract and procurement fraud, and public corruption. The Federal Trade Commission has stepped into with help on how home and business owners who need to hire contractors can avoid scammers. First, said the FTC asked for copies of a contractor's general liability and workers' compensation insurance. Homeowners are advised to check the contractor's identification and references. Deal with reputable people in your community, the FTC advises. Next, if a down payment is required, pay only the minimum. If you suspect a contractor is committing fraud, contact local law enforcement authorities and the Better Business Bureau. The FTC offers the following tips for donating to charities. Number one, donate only to charities you know and trust. Be alert for charities that seem to have sprung up overnight. Conduct due diligence on a charity. One way is to contact the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Allowance at give.org. Ask if the caller is a paid fundraiser. The FTC advises that the consumers ask fundraisers who they work for and what percentage of a donation goes to the charity and what percentage to the fundraiser. If you don't get a clear answer or if you don't like the answer you get, consider donating to a different organization, the FTC states. And three, do not give out personal financial information. Your personal information includes your credit card or your bank account number. The FTC don't give out that unless you know the charity. The FTC says don't give that out unless you know that the charity is reputable. Never send cash. Never, they stress, send cash. Those are good tips. And tips to be obeyed, most definitely. So I really thank you for tuning in. Here's Six String Woody with his friend, Frankie O'Rourke. rock and roll man.
You touch me.